Durbin just about set to kick it away. Two men deep for the Comets. It is back to about the 12-yard line. That is Gavin File. File on the return ahead to about the 25 before several Vandals bring him down. And that's where the Comets will start off on the turf here today. Greenville will be going right to left here in this opening quarter of the game. Looks like right at the 25-yard line is where they'll have it, just across the 25. First down and 10 for the Comets from their own 25. Their sophomore quarterback, Ackerman, with Oliver in the backfield. They've got receivers lined up each side. They put a man in motion. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. He's going to look to try to get to the outside. And he gets ahead to about the 29-yard line. Sam Bowers, Jordan Colburn in on the tackle. It's about a 9-yard pickup, or 5-yard pickup, I should say. Or excuse me, a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7. I'll hand it off again to Oliver, trying to get to the outside. And the Vandals drove him out of bounds, looks like at about the 33-yard line. So it's going to be third down and about 3 coming up for the Comets. Third down and 3 for the Comets at the 34. Ackerman from the shotgun takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver, and he is ahead to about the 36. Looks like that is enough for a first down. So it is a first down for the Comets. Oliver running the ball 3 times to pick up the needed yardage. First down and 10 for the Comets. Ahead to their own 37-yard line. No one in the backfield this time. Ackerman, empty backfield, and we've got a whistle and a flag down. I would assume a false. Oh, they're pointing at the Vandals, so I'm assuming they lined up in the neutral zone. Yeah, that is what it is. So a neutral zone infraction. It's got to be. There's no play ahead. So a 5-yard penalty against the Vandals. It's first down and 5. And the Comets will have it ahead to their own 41-yard line. First down and 5 ahead to their own 41 for the Comets. Comets are going to have 5 receivers this time, 3 to the right, 2 to the left. Ackerman from the shotgun causes the Vandals to jump offside. So the Vandals are going to have back-to-back offside penalties. So there's 10 yards. The Vandals give to the Comets. Move this ball ahead to their own 46. So another first down. It's first down and 10 from their own 46. 3 receivers right, 2 left for Ackerman. He takes the snap, drops back to pass. He's going deep. He's got a man. It is incomplete. His intended receiver was Isaiah Matthews. He had some separation on Brenton McCarty on the near side of the field, but it's incomplete, and it'll be second down and 10. Late in the game, back on October 3rd, the Vandals were able to get some heat on Ackerman, but really early in the game, they were not. Second down and 10 for the Comets from their own 46-yard line. 10 minutes, 51 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. 2 receivers line up left to right. Oliver in the backfield with Ackerman. They put a man in motion left to right. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. He tries to get away, and he's going to get ahead to midfield right at the 50, where he's brought down by several Vandals, including number 65, Noah Langston. So the ball is to midfield. It's at the 50. Third down and 6 for the Comets from midfield. 2 receivers line up on each side. They will hand it off to Oliver. Several Vandals there, but he breaks the tackle, and it's going to be a first down. The Vandals had an opportunity to bring him down in the backfield, but they were not able to do it. And Oliver's going to have the first down all the way ahead to the Vandal 40. So the Comets are methodically moving the football. The Vandals have also helped with 2 penalties. And it is first down and 10 for the Comets now into Vandal territory at the 40. First down and 10. Ackerman, empty backfield, swings a pass out to Oliver. And he will be brought down at about the 37-yard line. Jordan Colburn with the tackle. I think Oliver slipped a little bit, maybe. Looks like it's just going to be 2 yards, second and 8 from the 38. Second down and 8 from the 38. Hagerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. He's looking to get outside right, and he's ahead to about the 36-yard line. Jordan Colburn again on the tackle. Bryce Hartley there as well, and it's going to bring up a third down and about six. Third down and six for the Comets from the Vandal 36-yard line. 9.5 minutes remaining, opening quarter, third down and six. Ackerman from the pistol takes the snap, fakes the handoff, play action pass is caught, and a quick tackle as they bring down number 14, Isaiah Matthews. The Vandals bring Matthews down, I believe no gain. Actually going to be a loss of about a yard, and it'll bring up fourth down and about eight. This would be four down territory, fourth down and eight for the Comets from the Vandal 38-yard line. Fourth down and eight for the Comets from the Vandal 38. Tighter formation this time for the Comets. Ackerman, play action, under pressure, gets a pass away. He's got a man. It's caught and tripped up at about the five. Colburn trips up the receiver, Caden Boyce. So it is a first and goal for the Comets. The Vandals brought some heat, but they weren't able to get to him. And the Comets instead are going to have a first and goal inside the five. Ackerman hands it off to Oliver. And he's going to run into several Vandals at about the 6-yard line. So it'll be first down and goal. Excuse me, from about the 4-yard line. So it's second and goal now for the Comets. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver, hitting the backfield by Bowers, and he tried to reach to get into the end zone but could not, and it'll bring up third down and goal from the one for the Greenville Comets. Third down and goal from the one for the Comets. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. He is brought down just shy of the goal line. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and goal from about the one. Fourth down and goal from the one. Fourth and goal. Ackerman, man in motion, left to right. And now they're going to take a timeout. So the Comets are going to take a timeout as they've got a fourth and goal coming up. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th in Vandalia. Also, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown team, making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Is behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center, IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. So a timeout by the Comets. It'll be a fourth down and goal from the one. A fourth and goal from the one for the Comets. 7:27 remaining, opening quarter. Fourth down and goal. Fourth down and goal from the one. Ackerman takes the snap to Oliver. I think they stopped him. I think they stopped him. They're going to hold him at the one, and the Vandals take over at their own one. So they stopped Oliver. It was first and goal inside the five, and the Vandals are able to stop Dayton Oliver on four straight carries and take over at their own one. So the Vandals take over their first time on offense at their own one-yard line. So they stop the Comets on fourth down, and the Vandals take over first and 10 from their own one. Quentin Stumbaugh, some extra blockers in there. He's going to run it himself, looking for some room, but he doesn't get much as he's brought down at about the three. Had a pretty good head of steam in front of him, but didn't pick up a whole lot. Pick up of about three. We'll call it second and six. Second and seven. Second down and seven coming up for the Vandals from their own 4-yard line. So second down and 7 for the Vandals from their own 4. Looks like we're going to have 3 receivers for the Vandals to the right, 1 to the left. Connor DePue is in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. From the pistol, he pitches it out to Connor DePue, and he doesn't get anywhere. And he's going to be brought down. I think they're going to mark it at the 1. So he's going to lose yardage. The Comets were ready for that. They're going to mark it at the 2, actually. And it's going to bring up 3rd down and 9 from their own 2. 3rd down and 9 from their own 2. Dylan Hinton will come in for the Vandals. 3 receivers to the right, McCarty, Casey, and Colburn. 1 to the left, that is Connor DePue. The Vandals going left to right here in this opening quarter. 3rd and 9 from their own 2. Stumball gets it out to Colburn. Jordan Colburn, not much there. He gets ahead to about the 7, maybe the 8 on the near side of the field. So it'll bring up a 4th down and about 3, and the Vandals will be forced to punt. This is where you get in a tough situation. You're trying to turn the field over. The field's kind of tipped on you. You do stop the Comets on the 4th and goal from the 1, which was bigger. But when you're not able to get the first down, that complicates things too. Andrew Casey back to punt. 2 men deep at about the 40 or so for the Comets. Snap is back. Andrew, not a great kick. Fair catch called for at the 36 for the Comets. So the Comets take right back over. And with good field position at the Vandal 36-yard line. So defense very good that time for the Comets as the Vandals, and you saw Quentin Stumball, Connor DePue, and Jordan Colburn all run plays there and not come up with much. So first and 10 for the Comets from the Vandal 36-yard line. 5 minutes, 6 seconds remaining, opening quarter, no score. And a lot of time, I'm not sure what the officials are checking on here. Taking a lot of time here to get things lined up and ready to go. So now we're ready to go. First and 10 for the Comets from the Vandal 36. Ackerman from the shotgun takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver, who runs into a pile ahead to about the 34-yard line. So it'll be second down and about 8 for the Comets. Second down and about 8, maybe 7. We'll call it 7. Second and 7 from the Vandal 33. Second and 7 from Vandal 33. Ackerman from the pistol, takes the snap, flips out the pass. It is caught, and the Vandals quickly bring him down. Looks like he might have got just back to the line of scrimmage. That is Austin Wall. And it's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 7. 3rd down and 7 for the Comets. From the Vandal 33. 3rd down and 7. 3 receivers left, 1 right. Oliver in the backfield. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Play action. Ackerman rolling. Gets a pass away, incomplete. There is a flag down right in the middle. You would expect holding. The Vandals did get some heat on Ackerman that time. It was Caden Osborne who was able to get in his grill. And the flag down. It would be a 4th down, but I think the Vandals are going to take the penalty. I believe it's going to be a hold, and it'll push the Comets back to the 43. So it'll push the Comets back to the 43. So we'll do 3rd down again. It'll now be 3rd down and 17 for the Comets from the Vandal 43. 3rd down and 17 for the Comets from the Vandal 43. Ackerman looks to the sidelines. Looks like they're going to have 3 receivers lining up to the right. 1 man left. That's Isaiah Matthews. Oliver in the backfield, pistol formation for Ackerman. Ackerman from the pistol, takes the snap, drops back the pass, gets one away. It is incomplete. That was a great job there by Kobe Lux as he got there just at the same time the ball did, the intended receiver, Tavon Petty. And it'll bring up fourth down and 17, and the Comets will be forced to punt. So a great job there by Kobe Lux. He got there just as the ball did and was able to knock it away. And the Comets will be forced to punt on a fourth and 17. Two men deep for the Vandals, DePue and Colbert. So Oliver, the punter, he puts up a line drive kick that's just going to go out of bounds. And that is kind of what a lot of teams have done when Connor DePue is a potential back there. So we'll see. The Vandals will have a little better field position this time. Not great. They're trying to turn that field back over. And that in hockey, it's referred to as the ice is tipped on you. And it's kind of that way in football. You get on that way, and you got to try to get it going the other way, get you some yardage in order to tip it back. So the Vandals will have it at their own 23-yard line. So definitely better than they were last time. They were at their own one. Three receivers line up right, one left. The man to the left is Connor DePue. It is Colburn Casey. Now Colburn in motion. Colburn, they fake the handoff to him, and instead it's Quentin Stumbaugh. Not a whole lot there ahead to him, ahead to about the 26-yard line. Pickup of about two, maybe three. Actually, they're going to mark it at the 25, so just a two-yard pickup. Second down and eight. Comets did a great job not letting the Vandals get a lot of yardage that last time. And they started off that way on the first drive and on that first carry there. Three receivers line up right again for the Vandals. One to the left, that is Connor DePue. Vandals going left to right here in this first quarter. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Three receivers right, one left. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Pass away, incomplete. Intended for Andrew Casey. He threw it too close to the sideline. He wasn't able to get to it on the near side of the field. And it'll bring up a third down and eight. Third down and eight for the Vandals. So a third down and long again. 2 minutes, 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter. No score. Connor DePue now goes in the backfield. Looks like Patty McDowell, the receiver, lining up to the left. Three receivers, McCarty, Casey, and Colburn line up to the right. Third down and eight for the Vandals from their own 25. Stumbaugh rolling, looking for room. Finds a little bit, but he's going to be brought down at the 31. That would have been a nice run on first down instead of third. And instead, it's going to bring up a third down at about three. And the Vandals will be forced to punt it again. So we would assume fourth down and about two. Are the Vandals going to go for it? I think they're going to. Fourth down and two. Man in motion, Colbert. I think the Vandals are trying to jump the Comets off sides, maybe. We'll see. The Vandals are going to use the timeout. So it'll be a fourth down and two. The Vandals use a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well on WKRV.
Has a busted screen on your phone got you frustrated? Next Life Repair will repair that busted smartphone, tablet, or computer screen. No more shards in your fingers or overpaying for new devices. Instead, take it to Next Life. Next Life Repair is at 312 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia. That's Next Life Repair, 312 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. You can also visit their website, nextliferepair.com. That's Next Life Repair in downtown Vandalia.
So the Vandals take a timeout as they're looking at a fourth down and two from their own 31. You know, definitely the Vandals might have been trying to get Greenville to jump, but I don't know that they won't try it. Trust their defense if they don't get it. We'll see. So we'll see. Fourth down and two for the Vandals from their own 31. Fourth and two. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Rolling. He's got enough for the first down. But he fumbled. He fumbled, but was he down? I think he was down. Yes, he was already down. So it is a Vandal first down ahead to the 36. So Quentin Stumbaugh runs it for the first down. Vandal's first down of the day. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 36-yard line. Three receivers line up right, one left. That is Connor Depew to the left. McCarty, Casey, and Colburn to the right. Hinton is in the backfield with Stumbaugh from the shotgun. Stumbaugh is going to run it again and dives ahead to about the 41, 42-yard line. Better gain on first down that time, about a 5-yard pickup. Second down and five. Second down and five. 1:15 remaining here in the first quarter. Second down and five for the Vandals from their own 41. Vandals have not yet been in Comet territory. Two receivers will line up left. That is Colburn and McCarty. Two receivers to the right. That is Casey and McCarty. I had the wrong receiver there for a second. Stumbaugh picked off. Intercepted by Greenville. He tried to toss it out to Connor Depew, and it was intercepted, and the Comets take over. So the Vandals with a turnover, and the Comets get it with a short field. So a turnover by the Vandals, the interception, and the Comets take over. So the Comets take over. They are at the Vandal 30. They give it to Oliver. And he's going to be brought down at about the 29. That is Dylan Hinton who tackles him. Out of 1 yard pickup, second and nine. 35 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Second and nine. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off. Oliver hitting the backfield. That is Lucas Bowers and several other Vandals. And it looks like it's going to be about a 2-yard loss. So bring up a third down and about 12 for the Comets. Third down and about 12 from the Vandal 32. Third down and 12 for the Comets from the Vandal 32, and time has run out on this first quarter. So no score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
I did, I will, I am. Just a few simple words symbolic of the growth and opportunity that alumni, high school graduates, and current students enjoy at Kaskaskia College. With dozens of rewarding career and trade programs to choose from, KC offers real-world curriculum, giving graduates every advantage for a promising career. Interested in a 4-year degree? Our transfer programs can jumpstart your way to earning a bachelor's. To learn more, visit kaskaskia.edu today, because success starts here.
So we flip sides of the field, and it will be a third down and 12 coming up for the Comets at the Vandal 32. Vandal's defense has been out there for a long, long time as we get started here in the second quarter. No score, but the Comets again threatening. Third down and 12 from the Vandal 32. Ackerman empty backfield from the shotgun. Three receivers left, one right. He's going to go deep. He has intercepted by the Vandals. It is Cole Yarbrough with the pick at about the 15-yard line. So each team throws an interception, and the Vandals get it back. Cole Yarborough with the pick. And the Vandals get it back. Not great field position, their own 14. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 14. Vandals going to go with a tight formation this time. Everybody a lot tighter toward the line of scrimmage. Connor Depew to the left. Quentin Stumboff in the shotgun. Hinton kind of lined up as a blocker. They put a man in motion. It's Depew. They give it to Connor. He's trying to get outside. Nothing there. Going to pick up about 2 yards, second and 8. Boy, I tell you what, you watch Connor Depew most of the time, and he can get away so easily. But the Comets have done such a good job in the first matchup and so far here today of being able to bottle him up. Second down and 8. Second down and 8 for the Vandals from their own 16. Vandals spread out again more this time, more in the traditional spread. Three receivers line up left, one right. Dylan Hinton is in the backfield with Quentin Stumball from the pistol. Stumball rolls left, rolling, still, squares his shoulders, picked off. That was an errant pass, and it's picked off by the Comets, and they're going to get a pick six return for the touchdown. Unless they stepped out of bounds, they're going to get the pick six return for the touchdown. Nope, he stepped out of bounds. So the Vandals have now thrown 2 interceptions, 2 consecutive. Boy, that pass was really ill-advised. And the Comets take over with a very short field. First and goal from the eight. And the Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals will take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown team making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. They are the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Also, timeouts brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So after the second interception, the Comets now have it. A first and goal from the Vandal 8. Ackerman from the pistol. Oliver in the backfield. He gives it to Oliver, who gets outside. He's in for the touchdown. So Oliver in for the 8-yard run touchdown. This comes with 10:52 remaining in the second quarter. And Oliver, that's his 36th. Touchdown of the year, his 32nd on the ground. And the Comets will be attempting the point after. So the Comets' Gavin File will get set with the point after attempt. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the Greenville Comets have been threatening, and they finally break through the second turnover of the game for the Vandals, and the Comets lead it 7-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Bank of Hillsborough is now Constitution Bank. I'm Carly Forson, Vandalia Branch Manager. While our name has changed, we're still your community bank, just like we've been since 1869. Still locally owned, still headquartered in Hillsborough, and still right here with the same team, the same values, and the same commitment to helping you grow. From your first account to your next big step, we're with you all the way. Constitution Bank, here for you, here for good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Evans Properties and Construction.
Whether it's just
LLC,
a small issue with your vehicle, all the way up to a major job, for you.
Don't make a
owner
move
Justin
before you
Evans
head to Expert Service on
Hillsborough
Road in Vandalia.
Expert
decks,
Service
concrete,
has better than 30 years of combined
work,
experience,
so
they've
tackled it all before. Give them a call, 618-335-5923. That's owner Justin Evans of Evans Properties and Construction, LLC. Call them at 618-335-5923.
Well, the Comets will kick it away after their touchdown to take a 7-0 lead. They put a little squib kick, and the Vandals have to recover it. It is Cole Yarborough with the recovery at their own 40. Well, the Vandals do get a better field position. They trail now 7-0. So any chances of a better start today are gone. It's much the same game as it was the first time, at least up to this point. Two receivers line up right. That is McCarty and Casey. Two receivers to the left. DePue and Colburn. Dumb ball looking to the sideline for the play. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet, from their own, I should. Wow. And the Vandals were not ready for the snap, and they just got themselves a false start. Wow. So a 5-yard penalty moves the Vandals back to their own 36. You've got two interceptions on your last two possessions. So you've turned it over your last two possessions, and now you're not even ready when you snap on the next possession. So it's a first and 15 now from their own 36. I hate to say a team's not focused, but that kind of play brings it into question. Two receivers, they put a man in motion, Colburn. Stump ball back to pass, under some pressure, rolling. He's going to run. He's got some room and gets ahead to about the 47-yard line. 46 is where they'll mark it. Pretty good run for Quentin Stumball on a first and 15. Pickup of about 10. Second down and 5. Second down and about 5 coming up for the Vandals from their own 47-yard line. It'll be second and 4, actually. Second and 4 from their own 47. Stumball gives it to Dylan Hinton. He's going to have enough for the first down and more. Hinton ahead to about the 42. So Dylan Hinton, his first carry of the day. Gets it ahead. Looks like they'll spot it at the Comet 43. First down and 10 for the Vandals. At about the Comet 43-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Two receivers line up left. McCarty and Casey are to the right. DePue and Colburn to the left. Dumb ball rolling to his left. Now he's going to run far side of the field. Did pick up some yardage, not a lot. Head to about the 37, it looks like. And be a pickup of about 5. Second down and about 6 coming up for the Vandals. Comets lead it 7-0. 9 minutes, 38 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Three receivers line up left. Vandals going right to left here in the second quarter. Casey, DePue, and Colburn line up on the left. It would be McCarty lining up on the right far side of the field. Hinton in the backfield. Stumball takes the snap. And then we got a flag. Coach Casey wanted a time, or Coach Clay, I'm sorry. Coach Clay wanted a timeout. The Vandals went back to using the wristbands. I don't know if that's caused some confusion or not. I want to recognize a few other sponsors here today. Stumball's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumball's is at 320 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Also, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also, ADS Electric, they're the call to make for any type of electrical issue. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 283-2171. Visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. So a timeout by the Vandals. They're looking at a second down and about 5 coming up. from the Comets 37. The Comets lead it 7-0 with 9 minutes 36 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers, actually three, line up left, one right. Stumbaugh takes the snap, hands it off. This is to Connor DePue, and there's nothing there. Connor's slow to get up. Connor's going to lose some yards. He's slow to get up. He's going to lose 2 yards, maybe three, back to the 39 here. It seems all right. Greenville just, I tell you what, they just are all over Connor. And it's understandable, obviously. But they just track him so well, and he just doesn't get the room to operate. It is a 3rd-and-7 for the Vandals from the Comet 39. Three receivers right, one left. Hand off to Dylan Hinton, and there's nothing there at all. Absolutely nothing there. And it'll bring up a 4th-and-down and about 8 as he lost the yard. So a 4th-and-about-8 coming up. Vandals are probably in 4-down territory at the Comet 40. Fourth down and 8 from the Comet 40. Three receivers right, one left. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Under pressure, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run. He's got some room, and he's got a 1st down. Ahead to the 29. So Quentin Stumbaugh, probably a broken play, and cues down. Stumbaugh is down. Stumbaugh is down. Quentin trying to get up, but he is down. Vandals trainer Chris Witten will come out to look at him. Kind of favoring his hip. Both trainers come out. Comets trainer and the Vandals trainer both come out. And looking at his right leg, he's laying on his stomach on the field. So Quentin Stumbaugh is down right now. They're working on him. We're going to go ahead and take a break here on WKRV.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
But Quentin Stumbaugh being helped to the sidelines. Andrew Casey will come in at quarterback. So Andrew Casey, who started the first two games for the Vandals at quarterback, played extremely well, will be in at QB. They're working on Q on the sideline. 1st-and-10 for the Vandals from the Comet 29. Andrew Casey. Two receivers each side. Andrew from the shotgun takes the snap. He rolls right, looks down the field. Still looking, throws it away. Incomplete, 2nd-and-10. They're working on cue on the sideline, 2nd-and-10. Andrew Casey nowhere to go there. And he just smartly threw it away. 2nd-and-10 from the Comet 29. Andrew, again, he started those first two games, played exceptionally well, and wins over two playoff teams, Carlinville and Hillsboro. From the pistol formation, Andrew, two receivers each side. 2nd-and-10, and the Vandals, it's a false start. That is their 3rd of the day. So a 5-yard penalty. It'll be 2nd-and-15 from the Comets 34. Comets lead it 7-0 with 7:36 remaining until halftime. Comets with a 7-0 lead. 2nd-and-15. And fake handoff. They get it to Colburn. but it ball hit the ground. Ball hit the ground. He flipped it out to Colburn on the near side, but the ball hit the ground, and it'll bring up a third and 15. Now, to remember for Andrew, I mean, I know he practices at QB some throughout the season, but he hasn't played quarterback since week two. Patty McDowell will come in. Dylan Hinton will come out on a third down. Well, the Vandals, there's just a lot of confusion, it seems like, on their plates. Third down and 15 for the Vandals from the Comet 34. Vandals may have to use a timeout. They're completely confused. Casey takes the snap, drops back, looking, going deep. He's got a man. It's McDowell caught, but then he dropped it. Popped out of his hands, incomplete. He had it caught in the back of the end zone, but couldn't hang on. Or it looked like he had it in his hands, and it'll bring up fourth and 15. Legal motion against the Vandals, but it's declined, and it'll bring up fourth and 15. The Vandals were all kinds of discombobulated before that play. And here they go again. There's more confusion. Fourth down and 15. The Vandals are going for it. They're having to give the plays in, and it just seems like there's this confusion. I know they went back to the wrist this week, but it just seems like utter confusion. Three receivers left, one right. They put the few in motion. Casey takes the snap. Andrew going deep. Got a man. It is tipped around, caught in the corner on the third tip by Connor DePew in the far corner of the end zone. And the Vandals are on the board. It was touched by a Comet receiver, a defender, but it eventually was tipped into the hands of Connor DePew. So Casey to DePew from 34 yards out. Into the near corner of the end zone. And this comes with 7-11 remaining in the second quarter. And the Vandals will attempt the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up. And the kick is good. And we are tied at 7. So the ball was tipped. Looked like it was off the Comet defender. On to Connor. Back onto the Greenville player. And back to Connor DePew. And we are tied now 7-7. Take a break on WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamp concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. That's 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
So the Vandals answer with a touchdown to tie it 7-7. 7-11 remaining until halftime. Cole Durbin gets set to kick it away. And it is an onside kick attempt. It is loose. It is being fought for. The Vandals say they have it. The Vandals say they have it. And they do. So the Vandals recover the onside kick at the 7:13 mark. So the Vandals get it back on an onside kick. By the way, touchdowns brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling 618-280-9598. And the parents of number 4, Jordan Colbert. So the Vandals get it back on the onside kick. They recover. They have it at the Comet 48. Andrew Casey. Takes the snap. Little hitch and go with his shoulders. He's going deep. He's got Connor DePew. He is intercepted. Intercepted. That is the third interception on the day. Connor went deep, but he was under. It was underthrown, and it's an interception, and the Comets take over. Now, in the grand scheme of things, you get the onside kick. You go for it there. You do bury the Comets pretty deep in their own territory. So it is not the worst thing in the world. Comets have it inside their own 10 at their own 7. Ackerman takes a snap, gives it to Oliver. Oliver fumbles the football. The Comets pick it up, and it's going to be inside the 5. Ackerman, the quarterback, picked it up, and he's going to have it back at about the 3. So it'll be a second down and about 13. It's been crazy. Second down and about 13. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 4. Second and 12, 13, back at the 4. Ackerman from the shotgun. Tight formation this time for the Comets. They put a man in motion. Fake the pitch. Ackerman back to pass. Going deep. It is tipped and incomplete. Jordan Colburn had his hands all over it. But the Vandals nearly picked it off, and it'll bring up a third down and about 13. So, again, the Vandals recovered on the onside kick. Then they get picked off deep in Comet territory. Like I said, it wasn't the worst thing in the world if you can come up with a big stop here on third and 13. Third and 13 from their own 4 for the Comets. We're tied 7-7. 6 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the second. Ackerman, 3 receivers line up left, 1 right. He gives it to Oliver. Oliver trying to get to the outside, and the Vandals force him out of bounds at about the 7, maybe the 8. I think it's going to be about a 4th and let's see where the spot is. We're down at about 9, and the Comets will be forced to punt. So 4th down and 9. 4th down and 9. So the Comets will be forced to punt. Now, the punter is Oliver for them, and he's about halfway into his own end zone. It is DePue and Colburn. He just kicked the last one out of bounds, and we've got a flag down. False start against the Comets. It'll be half the distance to the goal. That'll push them back to about the 4. So that'll push them back to about the 4. 6:12 remaining until halftime. We're tied 7-7. So forced to punt now about 2/3 of the way deep in his end zone. Oliver takes the snap, and he will kick it out of bounds. Straight in to the Comet bench. So the Vandals take over. Better field position than they've had all day, other than on the onside kick. And here we go. So the Vandals get it back. They're still working on Quentin Stumbaugh on the sideline. Looks like in the hip area, maybe. I'm not really sure. So first and 10 for the Vandals. From the Comet 27. We're tied 7-7. Vandals got a little bit of a gift on that last touchdown on the tip. 2 receivers line up right. 1 left. That is Connor DePue to the left. Vandals going right to left. Andrew Casey from the pistol. Takes the snap. Hands off to Dylan Hinton. And he powers ahead to about the 24. About a 3-yard pickup for Dylan. Only going to give him about 2, 2nd and 8. 2nd down and 8 for the Vandals from the Comet 24. We're tied 7-7. 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Andrew Casey from the pistol. Andrew takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, gets a pass away, caught by Colburn, stumbles, dives toward the end zone. It looks like he'll be down at the 1. So it's down to the 1, Andrew Casey to Colburn on a slant route. So it'll be first and goal for the Vandals from about the one. First and goal for the Vandals from about the one. 5:15 remaining till halftime. First and goal from the one. Casey from the shotgun takes the snap, gives it to Hinton. He fights, but there's nothing there. He's going to lose a yard or two. So to bring up second down. And goal. They give him forward progress down to, well, basically the one. So second and goal from the one. 4 minutes, 35 seconds remaining till halftime. Vandals with a second and goal. Hard to tell, maybe about the two. They might have given him a little bit of a loss. Second and goal from the two. Casey from the shotgun on second and goal. Andrew takes the snap to Hinton. Fights his way. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandals. Dylan Hinton with the touchdown. 2 yard run. This comes with 4:16 remaining in the second quarter. And the Vandals take their first lead of the day. So Cole Durbin will drop back for the extra point attempt. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals now have a 14-7 lead. Vandals lead at 14-7. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
Who knew Bob was such a grill master?
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown theme making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston is behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them online, integritiespineandjoint.com. So the Vandals get set to kick it away after the touchdown as they take a 14-7 lead. 4:16 remaining in the first half. Cole Durbin will get set to kick it away. And he will put it deep. Oliver has it at the 9, bringing it back. And the Vandals are going to force him out of bounds at about the 21. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling 618-280-9598. They're the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn. That is Above the Rest Landscape. So the Comets take over. They have the football at their own 22-yard line. 4:11 remaining in the first half. Ackerman puts a man in motion. That is Matthews. He will hand it off to Oliver. And Oliver ahead to about the 27-yard line. Forbes with the tackle for the Vandals. That's about a 5-yard pickup, second down and 5. 3 minutes, 55 seconds remaining until halftime. Vandals lead it 14-7. Ackerman from the pistol, two receivers each side. Left to right, hand it off again to Oliver. He's looking to get outside, and he'll be brought down at about the 29. Patty McDowell, Britton McCarty, Bryce Hartlieb in there. He's going to bring up a third down and about 2. That's what the Comets would love to see, is have a lot of third and shorts with a running back like Oliver, who's closing in on 2,000 yards on the year. Third down and 2 from their own 30. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off. Oliver's going to have the first down and more. He gets ahead to about the 38-yard line. There's a little confusion. A couple of Vandals ran into one another. McDowell ends up with the tackle, and it's a first down and 10 for the Comets. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. From the shotgun, Ackerman looking to pass. He does, caught by Oliver. And he's going to be brought down after the catch, but it'll be another first down for the Comets. Sam Bowers with the tackle for the Vandals. And it's ahead to the 47 now for the Comets. No, he did not get it. I'm sorry. It's going to be a second down and 2. He got 8 yards on that reception. I thought he had the first down clearly. Ackerman, empty backfield. He's from the shotgun. Three receivers left, one right. It's Oliver. Now they put a man in motion. That is Matthews in motion, rolling to the right. Ackerman back to pass. Gets it away. It's caught by Matthews. The Vandals had that read pretty well. They're going to bring him down back at about the 38-yard line. Bowers in there. Caden Osborne. I think Bryce Hartley been there for the Vandals. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 9. Third down and 9, so they lose 7 yards on that play. 3rd and 9 from their own 39 for the Comets. Two receivers left, two right. Ackerman, I think they were going to try to pull the Vandals off sides there. Now change up a bit on the line of scrimmage. 1:35 remaining until halftime. Vandals lead it 14-7. Ackerman from the pistol. Oliver in the backfield with him, takes the snap, drops back to pass. Double pump. He's got a man wide open, and he catches it out of bounds. Wide open with Caden Boyce on the near side of the field. And that's all the way ahead into Vandal territory to the 40. So the Comets get a big completion on 3rd and 9. So 1st down and 10. Now they give it to Oliver. He's trying to get to the outside. And McDowell will drive him out of bounds near side of the field. I think he picked up a yard. 2nd down and about 9. Coming up for the Comets. Comets do have a couple of timeouts left. 1:10 remaining until halftime. 2nd and 9. 2nd down and 9. Ackerman takes the snap. Rolls right, now looks back left, throws it, and there's nobody there. He threw it away. Incomplete. And a flag comes down. I think they're going to get the Vandals for pass interference. And the thing about it is there was no way he could have caught the football. So a pass interference against the Vandals. I get it. I know the contact was there, but there was no way to catch that football. But it is going to get a first down here for the Comets. So they're going to have it all the way ahead to the 24. So they've got the ball at the Vandal 24. Snap. Ackerman drops back to pass. Pass across the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Comets with the touchdown. The play after the penalty. Ackerman to Boyce. And they can tie it with the extra point. Well, Ackerman to Boyce from 24 yards out. And this comes with 46.6 seconds remaining until halftime. And Gavin File will drop back for the extra point for the Comets. Snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good, and we are tied at 14. So 14-14 is our score. Take a break on WKRV.
Above the Rest Landscape can handle all your basic landscaping needs to make everything look great. They do the hard work while you relax and enjoy your space. They've got over 25 years experience. They're a local family-owned business. You can call them for scheduling at 618-280-9598. That's 618-280-9598 for Above the Rest Landscape.
Little Lambs Christian Daycare and Preschool recognizes and respects the uniqueness of each child. That's Little Lambs Christian Daycare and Preschool at 717 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 618-292-0270. That's Little Lambs Daycare and Preschool.
The Comets tie it at 14. 46.6 seconds remaining until halftime. Comets will kick it away. Line drive kick. Picked up by McDowell at the 17. To head to the 35, to the 40, to the 45 across midfield. Nice return on the near side of the field by Patty McDowell ahead to the 43. So the Vandals get a nice return with 39 seconds remaining. So the Vandals get a nice return from Patrick McDowell. And it'll have the Vandals with the ball in Comet territory at the 43. Three receivers line up right, one left. Andrew Casey from the shotgun, hitting in the backfield with it. Takes the snap. Little hitch and go. Andrew drops. Gets a pass away. It is Connor DePue with the catch. To the five, to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! But there are flags down. Got to be a hold against the Vandals. It'll bring it back. So two flags down right at midfield. Got to be a hold. Going to bring it back. So it is a hold against the Vandals. And that'll push them back. If the mark on the flag is right, it'll push the Vandals all the way back to about their own 40-yard line. Oh, no, not quite. It is to the 47. So they are back in their own territory at their own 47. 30 seconds exactly on the clock. So a hold brings back a touchdown. Vandals lost a touchdown to a penalty the first time they matched up with the Comets in the first half. We're tied at 14. Three receivers wide right, one left. Casey takes the snap. Rolls, snap away, caught far side of the field, and getting out of bounds is Brenton McCarty at about the 44. So it'll be second down and about 11 from the 44. 21.9 seconds remaining until halftime. Vandals do have the football coming out in the second half. DePue, Colburn, and Lucas Bowers line up as receivers on the left. One receiver on the right for the Vandals would be McCarty. Casey takes the snap. Drops back to pass. He's got some time. Now he's flushed. Rolling, looking. Far side of the field. He's got Bowers there. He catches it, and he's out of bounds at about the 20. The 21-yard line. Clock is running. The Vandals do have timeouts. But the clock's going to run out. The clock's going to run out unless the Vandals take... So the clock runs out. The Vandals could not get the ball spotted. And the clock's going to run out, and that's going to be the end of the first half. The officials talk it over. Vandals had timeouts to stop it. There's no time on the clock, so the Vandals are lining up for a play. So they're putting 7.8 seconds back on the clock. Honestly, I think that's right. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 21. 7.8 seconds would go on the clock. It's not there yet, though. We're tied at 14. 7.8 seconds on the clock. Two receivers right, one left. Vandals take a quick snap and spike it. The officials were not ready at all. So the Vandals, it looks like, are going to try the field goal. So Cole Durbin, who hit a field goal the first week of the season, at Carlinville is going to attempt a 40-yard field goal. So they're going to attempt the field goal. 6 seconds on the clock. The kick is a good one, but it's off. Off to the left. No good. There's still 2 seconds on the clock. I'm a little miffed by that, to be honest with you. So they attempt the field goal. It's no good. And then the Comets will just be able to run it out, and we'll head to the locker room tied at 14. Surprised the Vandals didn't take another shot at the end zone there. Just so much confusion. So the Comets, we'll see what they do. There's 2 seconds on the clock. I think they're just going to take a knee, and they will. And we'll head to the locker room for halftime. So we're tied 14-14. You may remember when we played here week six. It was tied 8-8 at halftime. So we're tied 14-14 here today at halftime. We will take a break on WKRV.